Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
During the recent historic visit by Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos to Washington, the ironclad alliance between the United States and the Philippines was not only confirmed, it was strengthened and expanded. As President Joe Biden said as he met President Marcos in the Oval Office, this relationship has to continue to evolve. Together, we're tackling climate change, we're accelerating our country's transition to clean energy, and we're standing up for our shared democratic values and workers' rights and the rule of law. President Biden also reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to the defense of the Philippines, including in the South China Sea, and to the modernization of the Philippine military. Expanding economic cooperation was also a key topic of discussion between the two leaders. After the meeting, new initiatives were announced that include a U.S. presidential trade and investment mission to the Philippines to enhance American companies' investment in the Philippines' innovation economy, its clean energy transition and critical mineral sector, and its food security. The United States also intends to support a 5G rollout in the Philippines by establishing an Open RAN interoperability lab in Manila to provide training opportunities for current and aspiring 5G professionals. Additional economic initiatives include a new partnership between USAID and the Philippines to scale up infrastructure development in the Philippines. The two countries also intend to expand air connectivity and modernize their bilateral aviation relationship, which will strengthen economic and people-to-people ties. At a press briefing after President Marcos's visit, U.S. Assistant Secretary for East Asian and Pacific Affairs Daniel Crittenbrink noted that the U.S.-Philippines alliance continues to contribute to peace, stability, and prosperity across the Indo-Pacific region as it has for 75 years. When asked what kind of message President Marcos's visit sent to the PRC and other countries, Assistant Secretary Crittenbrink was clear that the United States of America is committed to peace and prosperity across the Indo-Pacific, and we are particularly committed to our closest treaty allies, including the Philippines.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.